What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? Coming to you from Cleveland inside the stadium. The Niners come out in absolutely dominating fashion. Win just a very, very clean football game, 26-8. The game just wrapped up here. And like probably one of my biggest takeaways of this game is the 49ers just played so clean. Third down. Absolutely impressive. Just controlling that the entire game was the offensive game plan seemed to be get third down in a manageable situation and then allow Brock Purdy just to get you out of the situation, like handle things. And it wasn't even like a great Brock Purdy game, but it was the exact like, look, we're going to play clean. The only way that the Browns can beat us is if, you know, turnovers, short field, all that stuff, which they never got. In fact, you know, the offense did everything that they needed to do. Not a lot of yards, not a lot of total yards, whatever else, but they just managed everything on third down. They were great in the red zone, didn't turn the ball over, and then, shoot, you put it on the other side. Special teams, good gosh, what a difference special teams makes. Obviously, you get that huge punt return, which was just amazing. And then you get, you know, they go for it on fourth down. They didn't get it. They fumble that. I know that doesn't classify as special teams. But then they fumble a punt return. They catch a kickoff out of bounds that, you know, if he just puts his foot out of bounds and catches it, they would have started at the 40. It was a 35-yard penalty. So if you're just looking at hidden yardage from the 49ers special teams, I mean, you're talking about an extra 200 yards. This game alone, like pretty damn close to 200-yard difference. And when the 49ers offense goes out there and only puts up like 240 yards, that's just such a big difference. The defense never had to play with a short field. Thomas Morstead just continues to be, I would say this was a good, not great game, but down and punts inside the 20. Got a couple punts just outside of the 20, right, on the other side. But the Browns had to execute flawlessly to move this ball on the defense, and they didn't trust their quarterback like at all. There was zero trust for Shedeur Sanders. You're down multiple scores in the fourth quarter with 8 minutes left, and you run the ball four consecutive times. Like the Browns literally ran the clock out on themselves trying to, you know, get anything done. It was just absolutely crazy, if I'm going to be honest. Like it just was not there. And so you kind of look at the game plan that the 49ers put forth, offense, defense, special teams, don't lose the game. You're playing against a three-win team. And, man, let's see if they can go out and beat the 49ers. And they couldn't do it. They really, really couldn't. The one scoring drive that they had, I mean, they just ran the ball so incredibly well. And you look at just the running yardage that the Browns had over the 49ers. Like, they executed the run, but then they got behind so much, it didn't really matter. Shedeur Sanders was awful. He was just terrible. But overall, like, the 49ers were just a better team consistently without causing the major issues, turnovers, missed tackles that we've seen, blown assignments. Man, the 49ers are turning into one of the least penalized teams in the NFL. How is that even possible? Like, the Shanahan era has been kind of plagued by lots of injuries and lots of penalties and all that stuff. Now, like, man, you're going on a three-game span where the 49ers won the penalty fight, if you want to call it, by a dramatic fashion. And so just getting better and cleaner and just not hurting your own team's chances over and over and over again. Shout out to Kimbro for the super chat. Thank you. He said, the special teams made me go from 6 to midnight. Love the reference. There we go. Forgetting Sarah Marshall. There we go. Band of Infinite Sorrow. But, yeah, special teams. You're literally making bank shot field goals. And with not one but two kickers. We saw the same thing with Eddie P, where, you know, banks it off the upright, and everybody's just kind of like laughing and whatever else. And you got another, you know, field goal this game from Matt Gay, who continues just to be perfect. I'm excited to get Eddie P back, but good. Like, there is nothing wrong on special teams, period. Whether it's kickoff coverage, kickoff return, punt coverage, punt return, field goal, and shoot, even like other teams missing field goals. Like, the 49ers just check every single box possible. And again, I'm going to continue to say this. If you win two out of three phases in a football game, offense, defense, special teams, you're going to win predominantly every single game if you don't lose the turnover battle. Well, you won the turnover battle 2-0. 2-0 today. And with that, like, it just, with the offense being as inept as it is for the Browns, like, dude, just don't give them an opportunity to get back in the game. The Niners just never did that. They just stayed the course. They were committed to the run game. I think they had 29 rush attempts. Maybe, you know, you could add one or two of those with the kneel downs or whatever else. But the Niners did every single thing they could to just play a clean game. And, I mean, it was cold as hell. Like, I understand that the rain and the snow stopped before kickoff, and there's been a whole lot, myself included, criticism of Brock Purdy and kind of inclement weather games. Dude, that was not a friendly weather game. It is freezing here. I'm indoors right now recording this, but, you know, whenever we bounced out for the, you know, sat in our seats, it was freezing. But the wind was crazy. Like, it was funny. We were having conversations. Like, which way is the wind blowing? Because the flags are blowing, you know, east to west on this side and west to east on the other side. And so, like, just an absolute trip, man. And for Brock Purdy to go out there, and I'm not going to say, like, oh, you're going to silence the haters. Like, people have kind of made up their mind on Brock Purdy, whether you love or hate or whatever else. Like, this game is not going to change your mind. Very low completion percentage, you know, one touchdown pass, whatever else. But good Lord, Brock Purdy did everything and executed the game plan consistently in the end zone. Probably my favorite play of the entire day was that zone read keep for a Brock Purdy touchdown. Are you freaking kidding me? Like, Cleveland had no answer for that. It was incredible. So just clean, just a clean game nonstop. The 49ers win. Let's talk about the Rams loss. Let's talk about the NFC West, and let's talk about division standings for the playoffs right after this.
Turkey, football, bad decisions, the Holy Trinity. MyBookie gives you a chance to make it all profitable. This week, MyBookie is loading the table with cash drops, boosted lines, same game parlays, and capped with a bomb on Black Friday, the return of the lock of the season. This is the bet every bettor talks about because it doesn't miss. One touchdown in the Black Friday game versus the Bears and Eagles. One trip to the end zone, you double your money. It is the for any team, any player, it doesn't matter. This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. It's the holiday season, the best time of the year for sports, bowl games, basketball matchups, playoff pushes. It's all happening at once. And while you and I are out here making decisions every day, what gifts to buy, what to eat, which game to watch, there is one place where it feels good to be right: Prize Picks. My favorite thing about Prize Picks is picking multiple sports in the same lineup. With basketball back, I could put Steph Curry and Christian McCaffrey in the same lineup for both. And a new feature alert on Prize Picks. now has early payouts. If your lineup gets off to a hot start, you may now have the option to cash out those winnings before the game even finishes. Prize Picks is simple to play. Just pick more or less on at least two player stats. If you get your picks right, you could cash in. George Kittle, more or less 58.5 receiving yards. Juwan Jennings, more or less 46.5 receiving yards. Ricky Pearsall, more or less than 4 receptions. It's that simple. So download the Prize Picks app today. Use code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. It's good to be right. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. And it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Now, it's football season, and there's nothing more perfect for tailgating with your buddies or enjoying at home while watching the game. And with fast, free shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every order. So use code 49ers, that's 49ERS at checkout, for 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping. Or visit CigarsInternational.com/49ers and the discount will automatically apply. You got a buddy's birthday coming up and you don't know what to get them? Cigars International. You got Christmas gifts that people keep asking, what do you want? What do you want? You tell them. Go to CigarsInternational.com/49ers and get your gift there.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
One touchdown in the game, you double your money. It's the simplest bet you'll ever make. That's why I love my bookie. And if you're watching the game with friends, they'll give you an extra bonus every time one of them signs up and makes a deposit. So bring a buddy in, stack your account while you guys win together. Start with my promo code 49ers. That's 49ERS when you sign up and grab a welcome bonus to get ahead. Load up, lock in, and enjoy the feast at my bookie.
All right, shout out to Daddy Wolf. Thanks for the super chat, man. He says, the skeleton crew strikes again, baby. Let's go. And Curtis Robinson gets injured again in this game. And we're out there just like, man, who's the Mike backer? Jalen Graham? You're down to your fourth Mike backer. You've got, you know, Kyle Juszczyk left with a rib injury. Nick Martin, who everybody was really excited to see play, he gets hurt on the very first, like, kickoff. And so then you got to put Luke Gifford in, who gave up the only touchdown. But Luke Gifford did make that play on fourth down and got the fumble recovery, which was awesome. So, like, yeah, man, it's just you're patching together so much stuff that's going on throughout this season and just getting the damn job done. Just getting it done. And so if you can do that consistently, good teams win the games they're supposed to win. And that's huge. And shoot, you look at the Rams, who everybody had tagged as, oh, they're the best team in the NFL, the best team in the NFC. They just got, I wouldn't say waxed, but they just got freaking dealt with by the Carolina Panthers. And, like, what the hell is that about? Like, we just destroyed the Panthers, and the NFL's a matchup league. Matt Stafford's going to have these games where he throws pick sixes and throws interceptions and fumbles the ball. He had 3 turnovers. Like, and I don't like doing the whole, like, oh, where's the criticism of him at versus Purdy? Like, it's different. They have completely different careers. One of them's 15 plus years in the league and whatever else. But like the NFL, you're going to have bad games. And so now with the Rams, you know, they're going to be at three losses because they lost to the Eagles. They lost to the 49ers and now the Panthers. Shoot, the 49ers are one game out of winning the division. Plus Seattle and the Rams have to play each other and the 49ers get to play Seattle. So like, look, and again, you don't like doing the whole win out, whatever. But if the 49ers win out, there is a very realistic chance that they are not only the NFC West division winners hosting playoff games, but like they're in contention for the number one seed. The Eagles just got embarrassed. Like you are one game out of the number one seed for the NFC playoffs. Now, does this 49ers team kind of warrant that or whatever else? No. Are they a stereotypical number one seed in the NFL? Hell no. But they're getting the damn job done. And shout out to Robert Saleh. Like, just understanding, look, we're going to give up some run plays, but we're not going to give up the big plays. That's it. That's all that there is to it. Yeah, right here, man. Felicia, yeah. I hope the Vikings beat the Seahawks. If that happens, dude, the Niners, like, you're pretty damn close to a driver's seat. Because, again, Carolina Panthers, that's a conference game, which right now the 49ers are going to own no matter what happens with the Rams. If they have a tied record, the 49ers win because they split one and one, but there's no way that the Rams can beat the 49ers in division wins or conference wins. They just can't. They can't. If both teams save, yeah, kind of hold serve and keep at this pace that they're at. So, man, first seed is a very, very real possibility for the 49ers, which is crazy to say. Like now, the flip side of that and being 9-4 is there are a lot of good. That 8-9 seed is solid. You've got the Lions. Now you've got the Panthers. You've got other teams. Like, that's a big deal. And so even though the 49ers are now closer to winning the division or even maybe even getting that one seed, which is very far-fetched, I understand that. But they're also, like, with these wins, it's getting better for the playoff scenarios, obviously. But it's crazy that the other teams behind them keep winning. So there's going to be two quality teams in the NFL and the NFC that are going to be left off the playoffs. Now, I still will hold firm to the idea if the Niners get to 10 wins, that they will be in the playoffs. You just got to get one more win. Now, 11, you're guaranteed, but 10 with the conference record, with the division record, the Niners should get in. But and that's the Titans. And so now you got the bye week. The only team in the NFC playoff hunt that has not had their bye week, now the 49ers get a rest. Now the 49ers get to get healthy. Now the 49ers get a beat there. Oh, I would freaking love that, man. Just getting healthy, getting rest, relaxing, and then you go down that four-game stretch, and you've got three good teams, but now Indianapolis, they look like they're kind of struggling. The Bears, yeah, and I saw this, like, yeah, we got to beat the Bears if we want that one seed. Well, guess what? You're going to get that chance. You're going to get that chance. And so, yeah, the Bears are hot right now, but, hey, let's go get it done. This team, this 49ers team, the resilience that they continue to show, I think that they're learning who they are. First half of the season, it was, all right, we're going to throw the ball like crazy. It's just what we're going to do. Then you had the injury to Bosa. You had the injury to Warner. You had the injury to Eter Gross Matos and now Sam O. And now it's just like, look, okay, we're going to make teams be methodical and beat us and play a clean game. That's it. And so that's what they're doing, and it's working. They're figuring out ways to win. It was all grit, and it was all just, man, all the way down to the fourth quarter over and over and over again for the first month of the season. Now it's, dude, we're going to play clean football, special teams, offense, defense. Like, I think you won all three phases today, to be honest with you. Like, and the score kind of reflects that. You won by, what, almost 20 points? On the road in terrible weather, East Coast, like, or Eastern time zone, early kickoff. Dude, like, these things don't happen. I know the Browns are the Browns. I know that they are. But good teams win good games like this. And that is huge. So now we get a break. Thank God, I'm exhausted. We're 7 road trips down. We had an awesome time here in Cleveland, even though the weather was terrible. But shout out to everybody who came out to the Rush road trip. Man, absolute blast yesterday, absolute blast today. And, man, we're just going to keep having a good time and party and celebrate this win, which is awesome. And, you know, we're going to keep bringing content the rest of the week. But the 49ers win. It's a celebration. And to go get this win on the road in nasty weather against a place you haven't won since 1984 and to dominate it the way that you just did, unbelievable. Just absolutely great. So props to them. Absolutely great. Freaking, oh, I love it, man. So we end this show the same all the time. And it's going to be easy today because you got 2 weeks to enjoy this. 2 weeks. I won't even take a day off or two. And if you come in, we got one more road trip left. We're going to be out in Indianapolis. So go check out your tickets, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. We're on the TickPick app. Just search 49ers Rush. We'll be out there. It's going to be cold there too, but we'll be indoor partying. And that's what we got, man. So Niners win, handle their business, clean game, special teams, defense, third down, red zones. Just check, check, check. Not a lot of penalties. Good damn football. I love it. 49ers 9-4. Till next time, stay strong, faithful.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.